Just for a change, fancy hearing one that hasn't been released yet.
You're listening to Macrospam Radio.
Established 1967.
Celebrating 40 years of Radio 1.
Now.
Radio 1 Legends with Paul McCartney.
Hello there, this is Paul McCartney, speaking with his own voice, and Radio 1 have been kind enough to ask me to kick off this Legends series, and as I am a legend in my own street, I was happy to accept. It means that I get to play a load of tracks that are favourites of mine, some of which have inspired me, some of which are from current artists. So we're going through many, many years, and we're going to have fun.
Radio 1, established 1967.
The first record I ever bought was bought in a place called Curry's, because someone reminded me the other day, you didn't really have record shops in the very, very earliest days. It was mainly household appliance shops. That in the corner, a little hidden away corner, there would be some place that would sell a record player and records. So I found this little place, so it's called Curry's in Liverpool, and went in to see if they had a copy of this record that I'd heard, and a mate of mine had recommended it to me. It was called Bebopalula by Gene Vincent. And sure enough, they did have it. So I took this prized possession in its bag, carried it very carefully to the bus, took the bus ride half an hour home, put it on my little Dansett record player, and out came this.
Well, Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't need my baby. Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't need my baby. Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, my baby, my baby, my baby. Well, she's the gal in the red blue jeans. She's the queen of all the teams. She's the woman that I know. She's the woman that loves me so. Say, Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't want my baby. Bebopalula, she's my baby, my baby, my baby. That's right. She's the one with the flying feet. She's the one that walks around the store. She's the one that yells more. Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't want my baby.
Bebopalula, she's my baby. I'm my baby, I'm my baby.
Let's rock again now.
Oh, Bebopalula by Gene Vincent. It still gives me chills to hear that. Great record.
Radio 1.
Established 1967. Radio 1 Legends.
This is Paul McCartney on Radio 1.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around.
I get around.
In the 60s, there was a band, the Beach Boys, who suddenly sprang to fame. They were mainly surfing music, first of all, but then it started to develop, and later I found out that Brian Wilson was listening to what we were doing with the Beatles, and we were kind of trading off each other. He'd hear one of our tracks and go, ooh, I've got to do something better than that, which was a good form of competition that we had going, unwittingly. And the one that stopped me in my tracks was God Only Knows. Yeah, I find it very emotional, and it's one of those songs that can actually reduce me to tears. I just think the chords and the melody are very beautiful, and the combination of that with the words, which are really sort of meaningful, it's really just a love song, but it's put brilliantly. This, to me, is the genius of Brian. And I've actually sung it with him, and when I did the sound check, I'm afraid I lost it. It just was too emotional a moment to be standing there singing this song that does my head in with Brian himself, you know, at the microphone. But it just is a fine song, and it always does it for me. God only knows.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never deep to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life will still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
God Only Knows by the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson. Genius. This is Paul McCartney, and you're listening to Radio 1, established 1967, celebrating 40 years of Radio 1.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song. Afraid you were made.
skin. Can you begin to make it better, better, better?
The song Hey Jude is one that I wrote in the 60s and was originally called Hey Jules and was kind of dedicated to Julian Lennon, whose family were going through a little bit of a tough time then, and this was a kind of, I was supposed to be a kind of healing song, you know, make things better kind of song. But what's lovely about it is to do it now in concert, because it's one of those kind of songs that's very hard to leave out of a set, because I know I can get the audience singing it. And it's kind of inspiring, you know, when everyone, you can see that they've got memories of this song, and to see the whole audience, you know, sometimes it might just be a small club of 500 people, sometimes it can be 60,000 people singing this refrain from the end of my song. It's very powerful. And that kind of feedback is why I do it, really. People say, why do you still do it? Have you got fed up yet? I say, no way. You can't get fed up with that kind of thing. Hey Jude. Yeah.
Radio 1. Established 1967.
Coming right up to date now, I'd like to talk about some of the bands and artists who've impressed me more recently. A friend of mine who I work with, who's an engineer, had been working with a band called the Guillemots, and he said to me, I think you want to check this album out. So he sent it along to me. And the opening track of their album, which is called Through the Window Pane, is called Little Bear. And I must say, I think it's a very brave way to open an album. It's beautiful orchestration. Really not what you were going to expect at all. And then it develops through into this beautiful song called Little Bear. So here's something that really impresses me. The Guillemots, Little Bear.
I think I'm gonna lose you now.
was Little Bear by the Guillemots, and the arrangement there is by Fife, who's one of the band. Well done, man. Nice one. When I heard Kid A, the opening track of that, it's got a sound that just does it for me. The piano is a beautiful sound, very original, doesn't sound like anything I'd ever heard before. And I was later to work with the producer and engineer, Nigel Godrich. One of the things that was nice working with Nigel was that he cares very much about how a thing sounds. And of course, once you keep doing that over the course of a whole album, you're likely to have a real good album. At least sonically, it's going to hang together. So get into the piano sound that opens this. It's fantastic. Nigel Godrich, Everything in Its Right Place by Radiohead. McCartney with the first Radio 1 Legends show. I'm playing some of my favorite music until 10 as part of Radio 1 established 1967. Everything in Its Right Place by Radiohead, the opening track to Kid A. Now, my musical taste doesn't just start with rock and roll. when I was growing up, there would be a lot of songs that I would fall in love with that were kind of from before my era, more my dad's era, and you would hear them mainly on film soundtracks. Somebody I loved was Fred Astaire, who was known very much as a dancer, very elegant, debonair. The record I always have loved is a song called Cheek to Cheek, and it says, heaven, I'm in heaven. It's very sort of romantic, and what I love about it as a songwriter is it goes through the whole song, then it goes through the middle, and then it connects up again, and it goes back to heaven, which, you know, is a great trick. So for technical reasons, I love that song. It's also very romantic, you know. I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Here we go, Fred Astaire, Cheek to Cheek.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly see, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Hey, that was Fred Astaire, Cheek to Cheek. Okay, now for something completely different.
Radio 1, established in 1967.
Radio 1 Legends.
Hello, wait.
Lydon and the Boys, Sex Pistols, Pretty Vacant. The record was a great record, and it really shot on the scene, and it really lifted a lot of people's eyebrows. And I think it blew away a lot of cobwebs. But the scene was getting a little bit lethargic at the time, and people were sort of going through the same old moves. But that changed everything.
Radio 1.
Established 1967.
Blackbird is a track I wrote in the 60s, and one of the things I love about it is that people studying guitar often come up to me in the street and sort of say, I'm learning Blackbird. And sometimes, if I'm lucky enough, I'll say, okay, they've got their guitar with them. I say, come on, how's it go? And one or two people I can kind of just correct and say, well, no, I play it like that. But obviously, it's really amazing to have all these people learning my song. I originally wrote it up in Scotland, and it was inspired by J.S. Bach. There's a thing that he does, which George and I used to try and play, and I slightly got it wrong, and the bit that I got it wrong became the beginning of Blackbird.